Wheelchair-bound basketball players race around a court in South Sudan's sweltering evening heat. The players bear the scars of the ravages of war and poverty, limbs lost to landmines and bomb shrapnel, or twisted by polio. The decades-long civil war from which the new nation of South Sudan emerged in July 2011 left a legacy of some 50,000 disabled people. It is why representation of the wheelchair basketball team in this year's Paralympic Games is so important. Gatluak Kwal Luak, president of the Wheelchair Basketball Association, says the dream of competing in London has kept the team together.
If South Sudan wheelchair basketball appear or seen in the Olympics, it will not mean only to me, but it will mean to the whole of the nations.
But the nation's Olympic dream is fading fast. South Sudan fell short of forming the minimum five sports federations in time to become a full member of the International Olympic Committee. South Sudan Minister of Sports, Shirino Hitengafuho, says that despite a letter from President Salva Kiir to the IOC, hopes of raising South Sudan's flag have disappeared.
The appeal of the President was that yes, we are aware of these preconditions, but we are willing to work to fulfill them. But allow us, this is a game that comes every 4 years.
The IOC recently relaxed its rules to let star South Sudanese marathon runner Maria Guo, who resides in the United States, compete under the Olympic flag. Sports Minister Afuho says he hopes the wheelchair basketball team can be squeezed into the Paralympics.
One of our athletes has been allowed by the IOC to participate. It rather came late, but we can still thank them.
Coach Nyambura Kenny Gabriel says representing South Sudan abroad would be a huge boost for disabled people that often feel they have no future here.
It will be very most important and great once we will go and compete at the Olympic level. So it will be very important to us, and it will be very important to the disabled people. So because it is said, disability does not mean inability. It means that they have also talent to participate in the sport here.
Gabriel says that until the team is allowed abroad, these courts will never be empty. Hannah McNeish for VOA in Juba.